Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, it is being called the biggest compliance scramble in South African HR history, with just 3 weeks to go before the 31 August deadline. Designated employers must submit revised employment equity plans under the new Employment Equity Amendment Act, or face stiff penalties. In manufacturing alone, and listen to this number, nearly 70,000 black managers need to be appointed by 2030 to meet gazetted targets. Obviously, the question is this achievable, or are we heading for something of a policy train wreck in the making? Labour law expert Jonathan Goldberg is with me. Jonathan, welcome. Let's start with that hard number, 70,000 appointments across manufacturing management levels. Do you think this goal is grounded in reality or aspirational without any practical legs?
Well, I think it is aspirational. I think the problem is how did we set these targets? I think that's the problem the market is really sitting with, is did we look at the skills? Did we look at realistic targets over 5 years? There's no debating that progress in respect of employment equity on the designated groups been too slow. But I think then if you set triple or tenfold the targets, then I think people then give up before they start. And remember, this 70,000 is across junior management to top management. That's what the gap seems to be on the latest reports collected by the Department of Employment and Labour. So it is a tall challenge. For me, it's how the department implements these targets that is going to be critical as to whether they are targets, aspirational, or quotas.
The regulations, Jonathan, come with serious penalties, I understand. Correct me if I'm wrong, but up to 10% of turnover and exclusion from state contracts. Is there a risk that we're maybe creating a compliance culture of fear and not necessarily transformation?
I think, you know, if you look at the 18 sectors, I think the real question is how many of those sectors have agreed on these targets? That's a real measure for me. In business and government interactions, you want to try to get as much agreement and consensus. That's why you want national dialogue as possible. And if you're not getting that, then you need to come back to the table and say there's something wrong. So here, I think only two sectors have partially agreed to these sectoral targets, definitely not more than two or three out of 18. That means there's something wrong with the consultation process. And that's clearly what's taken up in the challenges that have been taken to the courts in respect of this process. One of the challenges around there hasn't been sufficient consultation with the realities and looking at the realities that are prevalent in these various sectors. Of course, some of the challenges are that 18 sectors are too small. They should be having subsectors and many other sectors. But the simple litmus test is between government and business, you want as much consensus as possible. There isn't consensus here. Maybe the time is to relook at these, do another round of proper consultation to try get 10, 12, 15 sectors agreeing to aspirational targets. That would be a measure of success.
You're obviously closer to this issue than most. In your own consultations, what has the private sector's general response been so far? Is there a degree of engagement? Is there some resistance or maybe even confusion or maybe a combination of all three?
I think we've got to go back to the Act. I think the Act's always had a fine of 2% of your turnover, potentially for a fine if you don't comply with the current Act. And it's always been there, as well as the government contracts have been there. But the government contracts issue has not been implemented. In the 1st of January legislation, that was enacted. So it's been around, but not put into law. It's now been put into law. I think if we're really open about this debate, the Department of Employment and Labour has been quite kind in respect of the implementation of the current Act. So I don't know anyone who's been fined 2% of the turnover. I know fines of in the couple of 100,000 rand where people just haven't complied at all. So the department up to now has been very easy in the implementation, going alongside businesses, working with them to a large extent. Not in all cases. There have been some reports of unreasonable inspectors. If they do the same with the current aspirational targets, in some sectors clearly unrealistic, then there's no problem. But again, people are worried that they don't get their compliance certificate. If you don't get your compliance certificate, then you are excluded from government contracts for a year. I think that's the issue.
You know, it's all well and good if there is a degree of latitude, but it's also about the optics. And I would imagine that many businesses might be warning that targets are simply unattainable because they just can't find the right people. And maybe there's a sense of the legislation setting companies up to fail. Am I pushing that a little bit too far, do you think?
I think there's an element of that, and clearly some clients are seeing it that way, and that's where you need to convert the clients to say, listen here, you are short, for instance, of African males and females at top senior and middle management as an example. Then we've got to go out our ways, and it's always been like that, the Act's always said that, to try and recruit African males and females in those categories. So long as we are trying, let's assume we can't find them because it's the engineering sector, we need qualified female African engineers, we can't find them. As long as you keep the records of that, that is what's expected. But for me to go recruit Jeremy because I've known him for many years, we played rugby in university, that's the problem. So again, it's the recording and the process that you need to follow. I think if organizations do that and they take the spirit of the law and the fact that we need more people to participate in the mainstream economy, no problems with that at all. And I think you'll not have a compliance problem even if you don't meet the target. So many, many companies, vast majority, are not going to meet these hypothetically manufacturing targets for top senior, middle and junior management. But as long as they got the record keeping and effectively can then prove that, there will never be a compliance issue in my humble opinion.
Jonathan, record keeping aside, and I understand that there are some legal challenges already in motion, how should, in your opinion, employers then be walking the line between meeting the deadline and also be preparing for potential reversal?
I think no matter what the reversals would be in the court cases, I think the initial act is not being challenged. So the actual premise of the act that you still got to comply or face a fine potentially of 2% of your turnover, I think that's still there. So I think you should ignore the sectoral targets for the meanwhile and do what you need to do in terms of the law. And the law says you must do an analysis of the national or regional demographics, decide where you're underrepresented, and then target those particular people that are suitably qualified in those positions. I think that's always been the case, and that would be my advice. Just focus on what the law says, do what you need to do. Again, Jeremy, the truth be told, is the market's also changed. The people that are buying your products, your services has also changed, and you need to ensure that you represent the new market.
Just a final one. Are you worried about unintended consequences? In other words, risking job loss or even investment pullback if the targets outpace the available talent?
I think the tariff issue now has moved the cheese. I think we need to really get around the table as business, labor, government, civil society and say, okay, what are we going to do differently going forward? And definitely going differently, to, for my mind going forward, is trying to get more consensus. So if there's so much objection in so many sectors to things, then we need to get around the table and sort out those objections, because we are not going to win this race unless we change things, and we need to change them now. We've got another COVID moment now, in my particular opinion, with the tariffs.
Jonathan Goldberg, thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.